Famous artists like Pablo Picasso, Alexander Calder, and Robert Rauschenberg left behind artworks that many recognize instantly. Picasso's disjointed portraits of his lovers, Calder with his giant mobiles, and Rauschenberg with his huge combines of discarded materials and trash. But few people know that these artists also made jewelry. Now, a museum in New York is showing pieces made by Picasso, Calder, and many other famous artists. Dionne Vanay didn't start out thinking she'd collect jewelry made by famous artists, but early in life, she fell in love with French sculptor Bernard Vanay.
I met my husband 26 years ago, and not very long after, he twisted a piece of a bar of silver around my finger as a kind of, it's an engagement ring. This was the first piece of artist jewelry I had, actually.
Most of Bernard Vanay's friends were artists, and they exchanged pieces with him. Soon, his wife had jewelry made by artists better known for their larger works, like French sculptor César. His trademark was huge sculptures of crushed cars. Vanay was hooked.
The germ was in me. I couldn't help. I went on and on.
In fact, 130 pieces from her collection are in a show at the Museum of Arts and Design in New York. Vanay curated Picasso de Kooning's Artist's Jeweler. It includes about 200 pendants, brooches, and rings. According to museum director Holly Hotchner, the focus is on artists not primarily known for jewelry.
The Museum of Arts and Design considers that jewelry is one of the most important art forms in contemporary life, and that it cuts across many cultures and gender and race and creed. The idea really is not to take a piece of sculpture and then miniaturize it. The idea is to come up with a concept that really relates to the body.
And that, says Dionne Vanay, is what Picasso did with his Grand Fawn Pendant, one of eight Picassos in the show. A fawn in Roman mythology is half man, half animal, a forest god. The artist used this fantasy animal in many drawings. Vanay says Picasso's jewelry shows his softer side.
I think it's very special because it's very personal. You know, Picasso, as I said before, did it because he was in love with Marie-Thérèse. He gave her a piece, and he was in love with Dora Maar, and he did a piece. You know, it's a love story most of the time.
Alexander Calder, known for mobiles and wire sculptures, also dabbled in jewelry. Vanay points to the Calder necklace with his trademark circles.
You would invite Calder for a dinner, and he would come with a piece as a present to you because he was doing them himself in his studio.
Sculptor Alberto Giacometti, known for his statues of emaciated men, is represented in the show by two pieces. As the story goes, he agreed to make buttons for the 20th century fashion designer Elsa Schiaparelli.
A few days before the collection was presented, here came the buttons by Giacometti, but they were in bronze. They were about probably 3 inches wide, and they were much too heavy. She sent them back to him. He mounted them into brooches and gave them to friends.
While Dionne Vanay never met Giacometti, Calder, or Picasso, she did meet a number of famous artists, including Frank Stella, who she calls a friend. He gave her a necklace of painted gold on titanium, also on display. The exhibit takes visitors through the contemporary period with a platinum bunny on a chain by Jeff Koons. He's better known for enormous puppies and other whimsical sculptures. A human-sized rabbit made of steel was the model for the pendant. Museum director Holly Hotchner says Koons is comfortable working in small scale.
He certainly has made, and it's sort of part of his ethic and part of the way he approaches making, that he has made work that is small in scale, enormous in scale, so it's something that he would be very comfortable with.
She points out that not all artists are comfortable making art for the body. Some refuse to create jewelry for Vanay. Nevertheless, as the exhibit demonstrates, even a tiny piece can be a great work of art. I'm Jane Friedman, VOA News.